Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The protection of human rights is a basic responsibility of all nations. For our part, while firmly speaking out against serious human rights violations, we have bolstered bilateral dialogue and cooperation to support and encourage countries making voluntary efforts to promote and protect human rights and democratization. Under item 10, Japan has continuously submitted resolutions on the human rights situation in Cambodia that reflect the voices of the international community and support Cambodia's own efforts through intertechnical cooperation. We hope that this resolution will promote improvement of the human rights situation in the country. We remain deeply concerned over the humanitarian and human rights crisis that has been brought about by Russia's aggression against Ukraine. In this regard, Japan fully supports the critical work of the HRMMU and OHHR to monitor, report, and advocate on the human rights situation in the country. Japan will continue to stand closely with the people of Ukraine, both bilaterally and multilaterally, until a just and lasting peace has been realized. Japan deeply regrets that the Yemeni peace process has made little progress amid regional escalation, even as the situation in the country is becoming increasingly fragile. Japan is contributing to the UN's efforts to address many of the challenges the current situation presents through its support of OHHR's project. Japan urges all of the parties to prioritize the interests of the Yemeni people, especially women and girls, and engage in sustained dialogue as the foundation for achieving a lasting and inclusive peace in Yemen. Japan, as a member state of the Human Rights Council, in cooperation with the international community and various stakeholders, renews its commitment to contribute to the protection and promotion of human rights worldwide and to uphold the international order based on the rule of law. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.